Hey, this is Tony and the Six to Midnight Lounge with my buddy boy, Junior Valbuena. Mr. Valbuena, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Tony. How you been, man?
It's Friday, payday. It's not cold for you. We're doing it during the day, so you won't freeze your nuts off.
I won't, because it's right now. It's a nice weather right now in Southern California, and it's not too cold in my garage.
What temp is it at right now? It's a balmy 62 degrees.
It's better than what it normally is. Last show we did when I was in the freaking garage, and it's like around 50 something degrees.
Right. And we're complaining 50 and people that are fucking freezing their ass at below 35 and shit.
Yeah.
That's
I
funny.
Sometimes I tell them, oh my God, it's fucking cold out here. She goes, what? Fuck you, Californians.
Right.
And they're like my family lives up in New York. So that's it's like funny. Snowing over there, they had like a blizzard or something.
Oh shit. Yeah. No, thank you for the East Coast. But what'd you do this past week, dude? Besides go to school?
I think really nothing, you know, just a normal boring week, you know, just school, that's it.
Did you watch any movies?
Nah, I mean, I didn't get to do that this week because Valentine's, you know, week, we wanted to try to go see that Madame Web movie and the Bob Marley movie. We didn't get a chance to. I think this weekend I will, but I've heard nothing but bad things about the Madame Web movie. It's like a Spider-Man.
Oh, seriously?
Universe type of movie. And I've heard nothing like but bad criticism that the movie sucks. And it's like, it's so stupid, but... It's like when you hear shit like that, it's like you're just curious to see, okay, how bad is it? You
know? Yeah.
And to me, I've seen the trailers for it, and it looks kind of like it's a Spider-Man fucking. No, it's not cartoonish. It's a live action movie.
No, but I mean, it looks cartoonish.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't seen it yet. Where everybody says it sucks, I just want to see it. You know.
Well, of course you're gonna go see it. It's a Marvel movie.
Yeah, I mean, but I. What I've heard is nothing. I mean, I've watched like YouTube, like, you know, critics and like, you know, like talk about it, and they're just like, I'm gonna tell you how the movie goes, and they say, and I'll do it to the end because I'm trying to avoid you to wasting your money. Just wait till it comes on not even on streaming. Just wait till it comes out on TNT or TBS.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Because they say it's that bad, but I'm just curious. I'm gonna go see it, but I really want to see the Bob Marley movie.
And you do have the passes, so it's not like it's gonna hurt you.
No, it's not gonna hurt me. I'll probably maybe see it this week or something, this weekend. No.
Okay. I actually went to the movies on Tuesday and saw Beekeeper. And you had already seen that.
Yeah, I seen it.
It's okay. It's just a regular Jason Statham movie, but the ending sucked.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I mean, it was the type of ending that makes you go like, that's it? That's kind of like lame how to end it that way.
Right. But they left it like that's open-ended, so there can be a number two Beekeeper.
I kind of hope not, because it's like when you look at you know, guys who make movies like that, Statham, The Rock, Vin Diesel, there's nothing for them to act on, you know? It's just show up jacked, show up, you know, like, you know.
In his suits, in Jason's suits.
In suits, you know. Give like one line dialogue.
Yeah.
You know, punch somebody in the face, shoot at something, big explosions. That's what all their movies are.
But that's our 80s and 90s of Rocky and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's true, but it's maybe because there's some, I mean, okay, like Statham. Vin Diesel, The Rock, Jason Momoa is kind of getting into that now.
Yeah.
You know, where these are the action stars. Because back in the 80s, growing up, it was just Arnold
and
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
And then you would throw in like the common guy that, hey, that could be me, like Bruce Willis. They threw in Bruce Willis Bruce Willis was the normal guy who could look like the normal Joe Schmo that was in action movies that could relate to the normal guy.
Or Van Damme.
Well, Van Damme was ripped and muscular and karate and all that shit. You know, it's like a lot of normal dudes weren't like that. Bruce Willis was your typical normal white American male or just normal man. Yeah. Like, if you saw yourself like, I'm normal too. If I was in a situation, I could do it because Bruce Willis do it because I could relate to it. If you look like, I'm not jacked like Rambo, I'm not jacked like fucking Terminator or fucking do spinning fucking kicks in the air like Van Damme. So I couldn't I couldn't relate. But you look at Bruce Willis, I could relate. I could do something like that. Right. Probably not, but you know, that's why it's a movie.
That's funny.
Yeah, but like, you know, Beekeeper, Statham, you know, Rock, it's like, it's the same shit. Dialogue, right. One word, and then boom, boom, hit, bang, bang.
Yeah, like, I've never seen the Jumanji ones from The Rock, and I probably won't see those, because that's probably really dumb, because I really enjoyed the first one with Robin Williams, so It's like, why ruin it and watch those?
I've never seen the original.
No way, dude. Are you serious?
Never seen the original Jumanji.
What's the other original that you've never seen? Step Brothers. You've never seen Step Brothers, you told me.
I told you I saw it. I saw it on the plane back from Florida last year.
I know, but that was barely last year.
I know. It's like, there's a lot of movies I haven't seen that people, you've never seen it. Like, I've never seen Titanic.
Okay. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, but like,
you have to have a vagina for that one.
Yeah, but I've never seen it. That's one of, like, back then, that was the movie that made the most money. You know, so I've never seen it. Because, I mean, it never interested me to seeing a bunch of, like, you know, white people, like, you know, trying to get off a boat. And and when you look at the, like, the history of it, like, you know, like, the poor, like, hardworking schmucks who were trying to, like, they were, like, kept in the bottom and they died instantly.
They were in the bottom. The steerage section.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know if it was, like, if there was, like, any, like, ethnic, you know, people, like, they probably died because, like, you know, in the movie, like, what I seen like in commercials or quick clips, a bunch of, like, you know, rich people and all that stuff, so maybe they got off the boat or something. But like I said, Titanic, never seen it and never interested me, and to this day I probably will never see it because it just doesn't catch my eye. And when you told me that one time to go see it, what's the movie you told me to see? the baseball movie
Moneyball.
No, the old time baseball movie I recently saw, and you told me to watch it. And I saw it for the first time. Oh, Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah. Good movie.
I never saw it until that one time you recommended it to me. And then one day I saw it on streaming. I was chilling in the garage early in the morning because everybody was sleeping. I watched it. I'm all, hey, not bad. Pretty good, right? You know? Yeah.
Have you seen Tombstone?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I've seen Tombstone.
Okay. I just want to make sure you have your man card.
No, I mean, yeah, Tombstone's. I mean, have you ever seen Wyatt Earp?
Yes, but Tombstone.
Is that any good? I know.
Tombstone takes it to the fucking another level because fucking Kurt Russell looks exactly like Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, it's just. It's. Wyatt Earp is more of a cowboy movie where Tombstone emphasis is on everything that Wyatt Earp did. That's the way I take it.
But yeah, I've never seen the Wyatt Earp one. I've never seen the Wyatt Earp one because they say that that Tombstone is the superior movie to that.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa doesn't like watching cowboy movies. I don't know. She says because she just doesn't like that period. But to me, dude, the best movie that I've enjoyed that's old is Glory. That's, if it comes out on TV, I'm sitting down to watch it. Have you ever seen Glory?
The Civil War movie?
Yes, dude.
I only seen it one time, and that was back in high school because we were like studying the Civil War.
The Civil War. Oh, okay. And you gotta watch it, dude.
I think it was like, what year did that come out?
Oh gosh, I don't, like, it had come out in the 80s.
Yeah, so I must have like been on VHS in the early 90s. So it was like,
yeah, oh yeah, I have it on VHS still.
I've only seen it one time, and I've been kind of interested. I mean, I do remember, like, parts of the movie. I remember at the end because, like, Matthew Broderick, he played, like, the captain or whatever.
Yeah.
Of the all, like, you know, black, you know, like, you know, yeah, platoon. Regiment.
Yeah.
Platoon. And Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman's in that too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Andre Brower, who recently passed away, like, a couple of months
ago. Oh, dude. Yeah. Perfect. He acted so well in that fucking movie, dude. You have to watch it.
And one thing I remember about that scene, I mean, I've seen it, but I kind of want to watch it because I kind of like movies about history and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I remember is, I think, is it like, quote me if I'm wrong or right, and like something in the movie, because Denzel Washington was, you know, a former slave probably, right? Joined, you know,
He was like a runaway slave. They caught him and forced him to be in the army.
Okay, and then didn't he steal
He ran off to look for shoes, but they caught him thinking he was running away.
Okay,
and they whipped him.
Yeah, and one thing I remember about that scene, that was like, I think that's what made Denzel like, that guy's gonna be big.
Oh, dude, I think he got an Oscar for that.
Did he get an Oscar? Was he nominated?
I believe he did.
I have to look into that, but I'll research later. But
yeah,
I remember that one scene. That's one thing that because, and the thing I remember the scene is Matthew Broderick is watching him get whipped, and Denzel is just looking at him, like just taking it, like this doesn't affect me, and he was taking
because right when they put him up against the tree, mm-hmm. he threw his shirt off, and he already had whipping lashes on his back. So it's like, this is nothing to me. I can take this again. But yeah, that's a really good fucking movie, dude. There's one part in there. It's the night before they go to invade, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're singing gospel music. And Morgan Freeman comes up and talks. This other guy comes up and talks. And I always play that part for Lisa. And she goes, every time this movie's up, you play that part because I'm singing with them the gospel music. She gets mm-hmm. mad at me because I put it so loud. You know how annoying I get.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm trying to look back. He won for Best Supporting Actor for Glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he won Best Actor for Training Day.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
That's another awesome movie.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, you know, yeah, he's only won like for two, for Supporting for Glory and Best Actor for Training Day. I mean, he's been like nominated several times, but that Denzel Washington, great, great fucking actor. And yeah, I want to revisit, you know, Glory just to watch it because one thing I remember about that movie is the ending, because I know there was like, you know, so much like Denzel versus Matthew Broderick's character and all that stuff, because, you know, Broderick was in command.
They come together at the end. Oops, spoiler alert,
and for a movie that's fucking over 30 years old, and and at the end when they both die in the movie, they both die, spoiler alert, but the thing that was so cool that I remember is when they were like, you know, grabbing all the dead bodies, and they were just dumping them on, and then it's his body.
It didn't matter who, what rank you were in, you're dying the same way, and in the same spot. Yeah.
And then they just they throw the bodies, you know, where, like in the ditch where all the other bodies. And I remember, right, that was Broderick's and Denzel's character, and they were like tumbling next to each other, like they died together for a cause. You know, great movie. Exactly. I'm gonna go revisit it. Sorry for spoiling it, people. Great movie.
Right. Let's do this. Let's next time we do an episode, we do our top 10 guys movies.
Guys movies. Okay.
Yeah. And then like that, we can compare, see whose list is the best.
Yeah, one movie I remember that it was like years ago. It was like maybe over 10 years, close to 10 years ago. It was for my father-in-law's birthday. I wanted to get him out of the house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, they were telling us like, you need to get him out of the house because, you know, we're going to throw a big surprise party. Because it was the 70th at the time.
What'd you see? Magic Mike?
No, I don't think it was out.
Okay.
We saw Fury.
Fury with...
Brad Pitt, the tank movie.
Yes. I have, you know what? I have that one on my streaming list to watch. I haven't watched it yet.
That's a good fucking movie, dude.
I don't know if
it would be top 10 guy movie, but you could tell it's like, you know, a guy movie has to be like, I don't want to throw in like, you know, your basic, you know, fucking Schwarzenegger.
Nah.
You know, no, nothing like that. Something like a guy's movie, like, fuck yeah, you know.
Like Goodfellas.
That's a guy's movie.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Nothing with, I mean, you maybe not. Would you throw in Rambo as a guy's movie?
No. It has to stand out. Those are more blood and action. And it has to stand out like a standalone movie.
Yeah.
It'd have to be like Goodfellas, The Godfather, number one.
Yeah.
What's another one? Another one that's Like, it's like, you're like, oh, damn, we gotta watch that. No, don't give me no fucking, what's Karate Man's name? Not Bruce Lee, not Chuck Norris. What's the other idiot that pretends he knows karate?
Jackie Chan? Pretends he knows karate. Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan. Who?
No. He's fat now.
Fucking, what's his name? Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Dude, when I was in high school, like senior year, I didn't have that many classes to take anymore because I had already finished all my credits. And I was like leaving at 11:30, and the dean of students had caught me one time leaving, but I was able to leave because if I was done with school, right? And he's all, Ariola, where are you going? I go, I'm going home. I'm done. I only have two periods on Friday. He's like, no, we gotta fix that. We gotta fix that because he was like, he went to World War II, and he was the dean of students. He was like military and stuff, and. He's like, no, we got to fix that. Tomorrow you come to my office. I'm like, but I don't have anything else. He goes, no, we're going to figure something out. So I guess it was all account of me that he rounded up all the guys, seniors that were already free to leave after 12 and created a police class at noon. Okay. So we all had to take this police class. It was a joke, dude. All we did in there is watch police movies.
Really?
And I remember one from Steven Seagal where he has the dude in his arm. He's holding the dude's arm and he breaks it forward. Do you know that part?
Nah.
There's one that he breaks it forward and everybody in the class goes, ah! And they kept rewinding it just to see that part. Dude, the class was a joke.
You want me to give you a IMDb's, like, it's a top 50 list, but want me to give you the top 10 that they have?
Yeah, I think go ahead, tell me it, and I probably remember which one it is.
Okay, number one, Dirty Harry.
Oh, you're talking about Guys movie. Okay,
Guys movies. You know,
I've movie. Never seen Dirty Harry.
Never seen. I think I seen it a long time ago, but it's a 1971 movie. I think I saw it like maybe on TV, but it's hard to watch it when it's on TV because they probably cut out a lot of shit from it.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Yeah. Godfather 2, Scarface. That's a guys movie.
Yeah, it is. But it's so played out already. It's like, I'm so tired of Scarface, dude.
No, but it goes down as one of the top fucking, like, you know, we're talking about like nothing being played out. It's like, you know.
No, but everybody in when they can squeeze in a line or they can say something, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, rappers have fucking, like, you know, have diluted it, you know?
Exactly.
Rappers and fucking guys who try to, like, think they're all, like, fucking...
You want to go to war? You know? Let's go to war.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll quote it just to be fucking funny, but when you get, like, somebody who tries to be all, like, you know, oh, you want to go to war? You want to go to war? You know, it's like...
Yeah, I remember, like, when you told me...
Say hello to my little friend.
When you quoted it on your honeymoon and you're like, you told Annette, say hello to my little friend.
Fuck you.
All right, next one.
All right, so we're doing this right now, but
give me the top 10.
Okay, top 10. Okay, Dirty Harry 1, Godfather Part 2. No, Godfather, and number 2, Godfather.
Okay.
And then, like, number 3 is Scarface. Number 4 is Die Hard.
Okay.
Number 5 is The Terminator.
All right. I didn't like those movies. The first one's okay, but after that, it was done. I was done.
No, the first one was the first one of the first Terminator. That was more like a suspense thriller, you know, action thriller. You know,
the only part is I liked was when Sarah Connor was writing that dude, and that was the best part.
when she was making John Connor.
Yeah. Exactly. That was the best part of the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, but, like, you know, that one first started off as a sci-fi, but more like thriller, like, you know, suspenseful thriller. You know, more. But then part two became more of the action explosion, the
cyborg,
you know,
and all that shit.
Yeah, that became more sci-fi, even though the first Terminator is sci-fi.
Yeah,
but the second one was more sci-fi, action-packed, explosion, all this bullshit. First one more sci-fi thriller, like, oh shit, oh damn, are they gonna fucking make it? You know, oh, is he gonna get her? You know, it's like that was more suspenseful, kind of scary, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, the next at number six, the Road Warrior.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
That one was a trip for for its time. That was a fucking trippy ass movie. Yeah. And I saw that one. I'm going back way back on this one. Mm-hmm. Before cable, there used to be something called On TV. And it basically was a box that had on and off. And you put it on channel 3 and you would turn on the box and it would give you a movie channel. One movie channel, whatever they were playing that day. And I saw it one night, really late at night. Mm-hmm. And that was just a trip. Like what traumatized me is when the dude got his fingers cut off.
Okay.
That's that, and I was young when I saw that. But yeah, that's a good movie. It's a weird movie, but it's a good movie.
Yeah, because you look at it, like, you know, how, like, you know, because this is when Mel Gibson was not even Mel Gibson yet.
Right, exactly. No, I think that was his first film, no?
Was it his first film?
I want to say, yeah. You got to check it out. Information, man.
Yeah, I mean, well, I could do that right now while you just talk, you know.
Yeah, go for it. But yeah, that one, even in that movie Mad Max, there was a little guy like Chaka from Land of the Lost, and he didn't talk at all.
Well, okay, was that in that movie, or was that like later on, you know?
No, that was in that movie. That little boy?
Okay.
Yeah, he was in that movie.
The little boy, because I remember there was like a little furry looking kid.
Wasn't yeah, that was in him.
Thunderdome?
Oh, you know what? Maybe it was. No, that was Tina Turner.
I know Tina Turner wasn't.
Don't call her a furry kid, dude. That's not nice. Rest her soul.
Okay, let me see. I'm trying to look and see. You know, like, what was his first one? Because probably maybe that was his. Well, because that film was made in Australia.
Right. It wasn't made here. Australian. Yeah.
It was made here.
Yeah. So he was really young, too.
Okay. So that's probably his. Okay. First thing he ever did was called Summer City. Never heard of that. Back in 1977. And then he did TV shows. And yeah. And Matt. And okay. Okay. Was it called Mad Max, The Road Warrior?
Yeah.
Or Mad Max?
It was called it's called Mad Max.
It was first called Mad Max or the World, because right here, that's the first thing that, like, you know, 1979. Road Warrior was 1981. So Mad Max, we're talking about, that's the first one that he did, 1979.
Right.
Yeah, that was that's when, like, Mel Gibson became Mel Gibson, because that started, they showed that here in America, because everything else that's on his list is like TV shows, and something probably was done in Australia, because that's where he's from.
Oh, okay.
That weird fucking movie, you know, but...
Yeah, it was good. It was good. But it did traumatize me. I was only 8 when I saw it.
Okay, then after that is The Dirty Dozen.
The Dirty Dozen. Never seen it.
That's like that World War II movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Charles Bronson was that. Damn, Charles Bronson was in that movie. Fuck.
Oh, I have a Charles Bronson story.
Oh, do you?
I was playing golf, and this guy behind us hit into us with his golf ball and hit our golf cart. And then I go, "Hey, fucker, what the fuck? Can't you see us here?" And he's like, "Hurry the fuck up. I'm trying to fucking play through." And it was Charles Bronson.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this was at Griffith Park Golf Club. He was a fucking asshole.
What's okay? Death Wish. Those are his. That's what he was famous for. Death Wish.
Yeah, the Death Wish ones.
Yeah. So yeah, I remember those movies.
What number is Death Wish?
No, they don't. They don't have it here. They don't. I was looking at the top 50. Death Wish is not in the top 50. But Dirty Dozen 7, and then Matrix is number 8.
Never seen Matrix.
Never seen Matrix.
Never seen any of the Matrix.
Yeah, I think after the first one, you know, I think two was okay then. it fell off in three. And the one, the last one that they, that came out, like, I think 2 years ago, that was horrible. That we started kind of watching it.
Uh-huh.
After a half hour, we just stopped.
Okay.
It made no sense. Real quick, and number nine, you know, you would, I think you would agree on this one. And I think it's one of your favorite movies, Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah. But would, it is a guy's movie, but the way I'm thinking guys movies is all action movies.
Okay.
Do you think, or am I wrong to say that?
Would you consider The Hangover guys movies?
If we're talking about comedy movies, yeah. Guys comedy movies, but guys, I'm referring to guys action movies.
Mm.
But guys all-time movies, and yeah, that would be in the, what's that, was that number 10?
Yeah. No, that's probably, number 9. Number 10 is Rocky.
See, I would have Rocky a little lower.
Yeah, not in top 10?
No, I mean lower in the count, like maybe like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I'm not saying fucking bring in Rocky 2, 3, 4, 17, 19, 20. Just number one was a good one. I know number two was good, but it's like you just gotta. There shouldn't be any sequels in the top 10 at least, unless it's really fucking amazing.
Yeah, there's no like, you know, part two or anything like that. I mean, if you look, but if you consider,
did you say The Godfather 2 was number two? No,
no, no, no. I said at number two was Godfather.
Oh, got you. Okay.
No, but then if you look at The Road Warrior, that's the sequel to Mad Max.
Right.
Yeah, so because sometimes, you know, the sequel is better than the original. That's why a lot of people think that Godfather Part 2 is more of a better movie than the first Godfather.
Well, because it takes you, that's more of a prequel, because it takes you to the backstory to see how Don Corleone started.
I think, in my opinion, when you compare The Godfather and Godfather Part 2, Godfather, like, shows the story of the family.
Right.
Right? And then Godfather Part 2 shows the actual working of how the mob works, right?
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people think that Godfather Part 2 is the better movie out of the first one. Which, to me, I always go 1 and 2. Because to me, they're my favorite movies. Number three, you
can't even bring in number three, because I don't know what Coppola was thinking of bringing in his daughter as a favor to put her in the movie.
No, because the story, I think what happened is, like, he lost out because What's-Her-Face was supposed to play his daughter, Michael Corleone's daughter, What's-Her-Face, Winona Ryder.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I heard that.
She was horrible in the movie, dude. You could have found somebody else.
Well, Sofia Coppola, his daughter, yeah, she was not that great because she wasn't an actress.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. He could have held out and brought somebody else in.
Yeah, I mean, there was also a rumor that a Julia Roberts was up for the role.
Oh, see?
Can you? I don't know.
Miley Cyrus. I'm kidding.
She wasn't even born. No, but like, so that's the top 10 of guy, like, you know, guy movies. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't put in like a comedy.
Yeah, it would. Like, I already have two down on my top 10 list. It was Tombstone on the top 10?
Nope.
Wow, see? Why not?
Let me check and see if it's even in the top 50. Let me scroll real quick.
Or in the top, at least in the top 20. Nothing.
The first cowboy movie that pops up on the list is Unforgiven.
I don't even. That's the one with Clint Eastwood, right? Yeah, I've never even seen that one.
There's a lot of war movies in here.
Let's see. Give us the double digits.
Okay, let's go for the whole entire list. Then. Let me just scroll back to number 11.
Then we can say yay or nay.
Okay. Okay. At number 11, Full Metal Jacket.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie. I saw it for. I think. You know what? My friend Jermaine and Monroe, their dad, Pops, He was an extra in that movie.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah, but his scene got cut out. He was just in the background, you know, where he says, like, yeah, they filmed me. I would have been, but then, you know how they do in editing, he got cut out because he has a can. He took a can, a prop can of beer that was supposed to be in the scene. So he took that, and he always showed, he always talked about it. So, yeah, he was an extra, but he never made the cut, you know. So, yeah, I like that movie.
I just quoted that movie to Lisa the other night on Valentine's. Because how much for $20? Anything you want.
Okay. And then number 12, Dr. No, a James Bond movie.
Nope. Never seen it.
Let me see. Oh, and I'll even say by year. Okay, well, it's okay. Number 13, 1989's The Killer. Oh, that's a Asian movie.
Never seen it.
I mean, I recognize the.
So sorry.
I recognize. and I totally at number 14. I'm ashamed to say, I've never seen this, but I have it on DVD. I'm gonna watch it now because I feel ashamed for that, and he's one of my favorite actors. At number 14, Robert De Niro in Raging Bull.
I've never seen it.
I want to see it because De Niro's in it, Joe Pesci's in it, Frank Vincent, you know, is in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's his name in it? What's he playing in Goodfellas? My brother would know. Billy Batts.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm ashamed I've never seen it, but I have it on DVD. I have to see this movie. It's in black and white. Maybe that's why that kind of like deterred me from watching it when I was younger. But now older, I kind of want to watch a lot of these classics that are in black and white. So yeah, so I'm going to watch that. So that's number 14. And number 15 is Bullet from 1968. Steve McQueen. Have you ever seen that one?
No. I know that there's a famous scene in there with a car.
Yeah.
With a Mustang, right?
I think it's a Chevelle or something like that.
But yeah, okay. So some car. I'm not really into cars, so I know it's a car scene.
Yeah. So, all right, okay, 16, our first, martial arts movie, I think.
Oh, number 16, okay, hold on. It's going to be a Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah. 1973's.
Enter the Dragon.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought so.
I seen that. I mean, yeah, I mean.
Enter the Dragon is which one? Is the one where they take him on an island?
Yeah.
Guys, yeah, seen that one because I remember that one vividly because one of the guys, and let me see what his name is. He's Enter the Dragon?
Yeah.
Enter the Dragon. There it is, 1973.
Yep.
John Saxon.
Yeah.
He's getting a massage from an Asian girl and her boobs are out. I enjoyed that scene very much.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. Number 17. I've tried to watch this and I have it on my Apple movies. Mm-hmm. I bought it because I want to see it because I always heard it's pretty good. I never get to finish it because I always get distracted. At 17, 1979, Apocalypse Now.
I've never seen it. Let me write these down.
Yeah. And it, I guess Martin Sheen, a young Martin Sheen, Marlon Brando, Robert Duvall, a young, it was like, okay. I think, what's his name? The black guy from, fuck, I'm so fucking stupid.
Which black guy?
He's in the fucking the Matrix movies.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. He's a young Lawrence Fishburne's in this movie, I think.
Okay, so at that time he was probably Larry Fishburne.
Yeah, Larry Fishburne. Yeah, I think he was 17 years old, or 16 when he did this movie.
Young.
Now, I want to see this, and I seen him in the movie. Like, you know, when I try to watch it, I think he's in it. Yeah. Anyways, okay, 18, 1990s, Goodfellas, classic.
See, that needs to come way down lower in the count.
Yeah, it has to be more higher. Like, you know, like
I mean in the higher, 10. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like at least 6 or 4.
Okay, next one. At number 19, 1992's Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, I love that movie. That's such a good movie.
I think isn't that Tarantino's first movie?
Yeah, it is.
His first big movie, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a trippy movie, dude. It's like, it's really like, yeah. I saw it for the first time a long time ago because I rented it on VHS.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, that's different. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
At the ending, makes you think like, wow, that sucks.
Right?
Yeah.
I got to revisit that one again, too.
Yeah. Okay, and number 20, I've seen bits and parts of it, but I don't think I've really sat down to really watch it. It's at number 20, 1999's Fight Club.
I've seen about 15 minutes of the first part of the movie. And then it loses me and I turn it off.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why, but everybody always talks good about it. That Fight Club is it. No, you can't talk about Fight Club. What's the one rule?
What's the first rule?
It's like, first rule, you don't talk about Fight Club. I mean, I kind of seen bits and pieces of it because I know it's a movie based on like what, a split personality?
I don't know.
I think so. Because I don't think Brad Pitt is an actual, like, he's in the movie, but I think it's Edward Norton. That's his split personality. I think, I've never really seen it, but I think that's what it's all about. I have to revisit it to really watch it, you know? To say that I'm a movie fan, I need to watch it. But anyways, number 21. This is a good movie. And I've seen it a couple times, but to me, it's always a good movie. Number 21, 1995's The Usual Suspects.
Usual. Oh, that's with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
And he's, what's the name of the made-up guy?
Kaiser Sosa.
Oh, yeah. That's a really trippy movie, dude.
Yeah, it is.
That's a trippy movie. But yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would have that on my top 10.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because I think there's more. I mean, that's one of the movies I kind of like. I'm going to revisit it because it is trippy. I don't think Annette's seen it. So maybe I'll figure out something once. Okay, at number 22, like I say, you being a comedian, and I like comedies, but this is way before my time. It came out the year I was born. Number 22, 1974 is Blazing Saddles.
Oh, you've never seen that one?
Never seen it.
Oh,
I remember the time when we were living together. You found it. I think we found it online. We tried to watch it, and I think it was too late at night. I was already tired and sit down and watch it.
Yeah, you have to watch it. You have to watch it with the net.
Yeah, but I know my father-in-law, Art, one time it was on and he was watching it. But I never really sat down to watch it.
That's a movie, just like Tropic Thunder, that cannot be remade again.
Never be made.
Because there is so much racist shit in those movies that it's bad, dude. It's bad. But yeah, you have to watch it. You actually have to call me when you're going to watch that one.
Okay.
So I can hear your reaction after.
Okay, let's go down the line. Okay, at number 23, 1969, The Wild Bunch.
I've never even heard of that one.
Never heard of it. It's an action adventure drama. Never heard of it. Anyway, move on. Number 24. Oh, okay. I definitely know that. I've never seen this one. 1941's The Maltese Falcon with Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, no.
I've never seen it. I don't know why it's a... No.
I've never even seen Casablanca.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I kind of want to watch it. So what's the big old deal about it? But yeah, okay, we'll move on. Okay, right. 25, like I said earlier, number 25, 1992's Unforgiven, the Western Clint Eastwood one. Okay, I've seen it. It's okay. I don't know if I'd put it in like, you know, in my top list.
I think the only Clint Eastwood movie that's a cowboy movie that I've seen and I've enjoyed is The Outlaws of Josie Wales.
The Outlaw Josie Wales?
Yeah, that's the only one that I like that is his cowboy movie.
Yeah, I never really seen any of those like not Dirty Harry, they're like Fistful of Dollars, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. Never seen those, you know.
Yeah. What about Every Which Way But Loose?
Is that the one with the monkey?
Yeah.
Oh, the orangutan, right?
Right. Yeah, and my orangutan's name is Clyde. He goes right, left, right, right turn, Clyde, and he hits him with a fucking right.
Oh, never seen it. I think I know what you're talking about. I think I've really never seen it. Okay, we'll move on.
Go ahead.
Okay, number 26. I need to see this movie because everybody always, I've always heard, like, you know, people talk about it's one of the greatest movies made by one of the greatest directors. It's a Japanese movie. It's in subtitles. Mm-hmm. Seven Samurai, 1954.
No, never heard of it.
Never heard of it. I mean, it's on HBO Max, so I mean, I gotta check it out. Yeah, because I've always heard that's really good. It's basically, it's, you know, what's the cowboy movie? It's almost like this one. Fuck, they made a remake of it. Fuck, I'm fucking bad at this shit.
Like True Grit?
No, they made a cab. This Seven Samurai, they made an Americanized version, but it was more of a Western. What the fuck is it called? Like a lot of old actors, but the new one that they made had Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt.
Oh.
Fuck.
Magnificent Seven.
The Magnificent Seven, yes. The Magnificent Seven is a take on this one, The Seven Samurai.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
But there is a Magnificent Seven old one, too.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The old Magnificent Seven is a mirror image of The Seven Samurai.
Okay, I got you.
But the Magnificent Seven was probably made in the 60s, I think. And this is 1954, and it was by Akira Kurosawa. And he was a director that influenced, you know, like George Lucas and all the great directors that we have today. He was a director that influenced a lot of the great American directors that we have today. Anyways, okay, we'll move on. 27, Diner.
That's with Kevin Bacon.
Okay, he's in it.
Steve Guttenberg.
Uh-huh.
I can see the picture of the poster, and I don't remember the other people.
Mickey Rourke
was Penn in there?
It doesn't give me the list. It just said Steve Guttenberg, Mickey Rourke, Kevin Bacon, and Daniel Stern.
Oh, Daniel Stern. That's who I was. That's what's in the picture too. Never seen that one.
Never, me neither. I've heard of it, but you know, never seen it. Okay. This is one that I don't know what's the big old thing about. Like, it has such a following, and I've never seen it. The Big Lebowski, 1998.
I seen it. I don't like it. It's like a cult classic, but nah.
Yeah, I've never seen it. That's why I don't understand about it, but never seen it. Maybe one of these days I will. Number 29, 1971, Shaft.
I just saw that one, dude. Did you saw that one 4 days ago.
Really? The original one, right?
Yes.
Not the one with Samuel Jackson.
No. With Roundtree.
Yeah, Richard Roundtree.
Because we talked about it. You talked about it like two episodes ago, and I saw it. And it's pretty good. I liked it. It's fucking hilarious.
The reason why I know of this movie is because growing up, you know, when I was a young kid, my best friends, you know, were half black and half Mexican, and their dad, you know, Pops, he was black, he was from Chicago, and he would always sing the theme song from Shaft.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd always sing it, and then, like, you know, and that's why it introduced me to, like, you know, movies like that, you know, the black cinema, because he introduced me to stuff like that, which, you know, I was like, I mean, growing up in my old neighborhood, you know, I was like, young, you know, Hispanic kid, and my best friends at the time, you know, growing up, were half Mexican, half black, and their dad introduced me to into the culture of the music and just stuff like that. So that's why I know Shaft, because Pops would always sing the Shaft song.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, but I've never seen the original one.
After I saw that one, then I started watching the ones with Samuel Jackson, and those are pretty good too. They're pretty funny.
Okay. Okay, real quick, and then number 30, 1982's 48 Hours.
Oh yeah, Eddie Murphy.
The movie that made it, yeah. I think that was Eddie Murphy's like first movie, right?
Right.
Yeah, when he broke out from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
I remember that one. That's good. Okay, okay, 31, 1956. I've never seen it. I've heard about it. The Searchers. It's a John Wayne movie.
No, I've never seen anything with John Wayne.
Me neither. No. Okay, 32. I've seen this movie. I saw this movie a couple of months ago. Platoon, 1986.
I've seen it. How long when it came out?
Yeah,
but I can't to save my life tell you what it's about.
Oh, Vietnam.
No, I know that, but like, what it is. I know Charlie Sheen's in it. His dad's in it. The Goblin's in it. What's his name?
Oh, William Dafoe.
Is in it, but to tell you what I know, it's I don't remember.
Yeah, what I remember is Tom Berenger. He plays that like the commander or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then there's a fucking scene in the movie where they're about to fucking rape us, these Vietnamese women and shit. And they were going to treat them. I mean, because
Sheen comes up and grabs them all.
Yeah, something like that. And Willem Dafoe is, I think he's also in charge and shit. And he goes against Berenger. They have conflicts between each other. Mm-hmm. Like, spoiler warning. But like the poster that I'm seeing right now, it's not the main one that I always remember. It's just a silhouette of Willem Dafoe, like raising his hands up in the air.
Yeah, he's getting shot from behind.
He's getting shot from behind because Berenger is leaving him behind. Because he said, oh, he's dead. But he wasn't. And so they just like, yeah, it's a good fucking movie, dude.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, as I remember, yeah, it was. But then too, I was a little kid too.
Yeah, well, I was fucking like 12 years old when this movie came out.
Yeah.
So you must have been like 15 at the time when this came out.
I was like 9.
Bullshit.
I just passed you up in age.
Fuck you.
Okay, next.
Okay, 33. I don't know why this is like, you know, at number 33. I figured that maybe it'd be more higher. 1978 National Lampoon's Animal House.
I like that movie. I didn't like it. I didn't like it the first two times I saw it. It grew on me.
Yeah. My father-in-law, if this is on, my father-in-law will watch it.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah, it's a funny movie. It is a classic.
Yeah. What's the next one?
Okay, number 34, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
Never
seen any of Eastwood's cowboy movies.
Never seen it.
Okay, 35. 1974, The Longest Yard. Not the porno.
Never seen it.
Never seen it. Yeah, the one Burt Reynolds. I saw the remake with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that one's
that's
good.
It's more funny, but this one I think is more. I think that's a comedy crime drama. Anyway, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Anyways, 36.
I was gonna start seeing it, and then something. I don't know if I changed my mind or something came up, and I had to go. But it's at its age that you're like, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, if I have nothing to do, kind of want to see it, but okay. Anyways, we'll move on. 36, 1998, Blade.
Never seen it.
You never seen Wesley Snipes Blade? You never seen it?
Never seen it. That's Wesley Snipes, a vampire, right?
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. He plays like that's probably the first
black superhero.
Yeah, you can kind of say and that's, I think that's the first like Marvel like big time movie that came out. I mean, they made other movies with some Marvel characters back in the day, but I think this is the one that really said, like, you know, they call it Marvel's first ever movie that hit the big screen.
Never seen it.
That's good. It's the first one is always good. After that, they weren't that great. Okay.
More than one?
Yeah, I think there's three of them with Wesley Snipes, and they're making a remake. They're doing a new one, you know, to go along with this new cinematic universe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's three of them, but the first one is the best.
Oh, okay, move on. Blade 2 and Blade Trinity.
Yeah, Blade Trinity sucks. Two, all right, but the first one's the best. Okay, number 37, 1981, Stripes.
Oh, that's a bad movie. That's a bad movie.
Like, bad as in good or not that good?
Bad as in good with John Candy as Ox.
Yeah, never seen it.
What?
Never seen it.
Oh, dude, you have to see that one.
Okay.
You have to see it. I even have the Funko Pops to that one.
Oh, so that's why I knew you were like this, because I know you have the Funko Pops for this.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it. So we'll move on. Number 38, 1979, North Dallas 40.
That one reminds me of The Longest Yard. I've never seen it.
Never seen either. Okay. Number 39. To me, classic. Probably my top 10. 1987, The Untouchables.
That is a good movie. That is a good movie.
That is a good movie.
That is good. That's a good Kevin Costner movie.
Yeah.
That's okay. See, that's, if you saw Untouchables, you had to have seen the baseball movie.
Yeah, but I wasn't into like stuff like that. I was more, I've always been into like the mob movies, even when I was a little kid. Like something like I said, like Scarface and you
know. Have you seen Dancing with Wolves?
Never seen that one.
Oh, dude, you gotta see that one. Put it down.
Never seen that one.
Okay, write it down. It down. You have to see it.
I mean, I recently saw like for the first time ever the Last of the Mohicans.
With what's his name?
The fucking big time actor who retired to make shoes. Fuck, forgot
his name. Didn't he really? Is that what he retired for?
Yeah, he retired to make fucking shoes. To be a cobbler. Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Dang. Yeah.
Now, he retired from acting to become a cobbler.
And he's the one that did, what is that movie, Blood for What?
Fucking shit.
The oil one, right? The
yeah. There will be blood.
Yeah, he's the one that he's a method actor and he stays in character for anything that he does, right?
Yeah, he stayed playing fucking Abraham Lincoln the whole entire time they were on set.
Yeah. He's one of those type of actors.
Yeah, well, that's why he's probably one of the greats. You know, that's why
I wonder if the greatest he actor. Does when he makes shoes, does he get into the mindset of Geppetto?
He's making a little wooden boy for himself. Okay, like I said, 39 The Untouchables. It was one of my favorite movies. Okay, number 40, The Great Escape, 1963. Never seen it. This one for sure, I've never seen it. But I've always seen their skits and their specials on Channel 5 growing up in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And it is 1936's Disorder in the Court, The Three Stooges.
I've seen that one. I love the Three Stooges.
I love the Three Stooges too, but I always used to watch their movies that were popped up on Channel 5, you know?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You remember that? Like, you know, and they always have the older guy with the projector right there.
On the film festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Three Stooges, but I've probably seen it because it probably was shown on Channel 5, but I don't remember the name, but maybe I've seen it, but yeah, number 41, Disorder in the Court. Okay, we'll move on. 42. KTLA
Family Film Festival with Tom Hatton.
There you go.
And he used to fucking draw. He used to have kids send in a little squiggle, and then he would finish it up and draw something, and then send it back to them.
Okay, well, I don't remember that, but damn, we're showing our fucking age.
real quick, when the weekend after Thanksgiving, I used to take Ariana and Victoria, my daughters, to this Three Stooges film festival that's held at the Alex Theater in Glendale. And still to this day, they still have it going on, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we should go one day.
Well, I don't mind. We'll look into that.
They do two showings, and sometimes they even have like some of the family members of the Three Stooges come out, do a Q&A. It's pretty cool. Kind of nerdy, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I'm a fucking nerd, dude.
Right.
Anyway, okay, let's move on. Okay, 42, The Hustler, 1961. That's the one with
Jackie Gleason and Paul Newman.
Yeah.
I have not seen it. I want to see it, but I've never seen it because it's in black and white. It kind of doesn't go there for me.
Okay.
I've seen The Color of Money. That's supposed to be the remake.
Is that the remake or like a sequel?
A sequel. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's Paul Newman and Tom Cruise.
Okay. Put that down for something you want to watch, and maybe if you tell me it's good, I'll look into it. Okay, 43, Slapshot. Never seen it.
What was the name of the movie? The other one?
Oh, the one before?
Yeah,
The Hustler.
Hustler. Okay.
Yeah. Never seen it. Okay, 43. 1977. Yeah, never seen it. It's about hockey.
Yeah.
The only hockey movie I've ever really, really seen that kind of like is Mighty Ducks.
I've never even seen that one.
No,
I've seen. Is it Goon?
Goon? Never seen that one.
I've seen that one. That one's funny. That one has Stifler in it.
Okay, yeah, well, that's why I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Okay, 44. I've heard of this one. Never. I know I've seen it bits and pieces. Probably when it was on TV. But 1971's The French Connection.
With Gene Hackman. Never seen it.
Yeah. Never seen it. put that down as something we need to watch. Okay, at 45, 1999's Office Space. I've seen this movie.
I've seen it, but it pisses me off, so I didn't watch it all.
Yeah, I've seen it because I just working at any, like the job I had for the past 23 years, I would fucking want to go ballistic fucking breaking down a fucking computer or some shit like that with a baseball bat because my fucking bosses are a bunch of assholes.
Right.
Yeah. I relate to this. I relate to this movie.
Binchy chinos.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying there could have been any. They could have been any.
I said it for you.
Okay, there could have been any race. Doesn't matter. You know,
chinos.
They could have been my race, black, white, whatever. They were just a bunch of assholes.
But they weren't.
You said it, not me. Okay, we'll move on. 1946. Never seen it. 1969. Easy Rider.
That's with Fonda. Never seen it.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper, Jack Nicholson is in it. Never seen it.
It doesn't have Fonda in there?
Yeah, Peter Fonda, Dennis Fonda. Hopper, okay. Jack Nicholson.
I didn't hear you say Fonda.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Okay. At 47, Dazed and Confused, 1993.
Never seen it.
Never seen it either.
And you know who's in that movie? Dave Chappelle. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, is he in it?
Dave Chappelle's in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't this Matthew McConaughey's first kind of movie? Isn't it the one where he's like, oh, like, you know, some, like, you know, right, all right. That, like, he was like the fucking star.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I saw the, who is he with? He's with Snoop Dogg, and he's talking to him, and he's like, okay, we're going to put you in the movie. You're an older guy that likes high school girls.
Okay.
But you don't like give a damn about anything. So he's like trying to. He's never been an actor, right?
Okay.
So this is his first movie. He's like, okay, so I got everything. He goes, I got the car, I got the whiskey, and he got something out. And he has his three fingers up. And he goes, all I need is the girls and the high school girls. And then he goes, all right, all right, all right. So that's when that's how he got to say that in the fucking movie.
Okay.
But never seen it.
Yeah, never seen it. Heard of it, never seen it. Okay, 48. The Bridge on the River Kwai, 1957.
That's my mom and dad's movies, dude. I've never seen that.
Yeah, looks like it's a World War II type of movie.
Yeah. No.
Never seen it. Okay, this one for sure, I've never seen it. But I'm not, like I said, I don't watch Westerns. Is it a Western?
Or like the Guns of Navarone. Nah, don't know. Don't see it. They've never seen that either, but it might be on your list.
Okay, this is not a Western. I thought it because it sounded like a Western, but it's at 49, 1967, Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke is Steve McQueen. Right?
No, it's Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah, it's Paul Newman. I always get them Paul confused. Newman. Never seen it.
Never seen it, okay. And to finish it off, at IMDb's top 50 best guy movies, Fletch, Chevy Chase, 1985.
See, I wouldn't have Fletch in there. That's a good movie. That movie's hilarious. That's like a Jim Carrey, but 10 times lower level. Like, Jim Carrey's a 15, Fletch is a number 2 on the volume level.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good movie. But I don't know about guys movie like that.
Yeah, but like I said, that's the top 50 of IMDb. I mean, you still want to do our own, like, you know, in the upcoming weeks?
I do, because they didn't even say any of the ones that I have on mine. Well,
yeah,
they said two of the ones that I have on my list, and I already have 6 down.
Okay, so I'd have to go through mine, you know, because I have to really, honestly, be really like, I can't put Star Wars and then, because that's one of my favorite movies, because, you know, I'm a geek, yeah, like that. So I gotta find guys movies.
Yeah,
I have a couple movies of them. They named a couple on there that are mine. One of them they didn't mention, but I'll put that on my list the next time we talk about it.
Yeah, but you know,
so funny, a fucking hours passed by, we're talking about this shit, we didn't get to any of the topics that we wanted to. But see, that's why I believe this is a good show,
right?
Because we just go off, you know, we just go on and go on and on.
We're on a fucking tangent.
Yeah, but real quick before we end the show, because we're already over an hour right now. Like, what do you think of the Super Bowl?
How did I like the Super Bowl? Yeah, there was a lot of glitches in the Super Bowl. You saw the one I sent you, right?
No.
Oh, I have to send it to you then. Maybe I didn't send it to you. There's one part at a minute 50 in the fourth quarter. Mahomes gets the ball, throws it to Kelce. Kelce makes first down. They come back, first down. Mahomes runs 2 yards, goes out of bounds. It's second down, and then automatically it changes to first down. So, like, now it's like everything's – there's, like, two glitches in that game that nobody picked up. I'm going to have to send it to you so you can see it.
Yeah, you got to send it to me. But – go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I think it was an entertaining game. I mean, I really didn't have any, like, stakes in it because they weren't my teams. I was like, remember, I lost my bet to you about how many times Taylor Swift was going to be, you know, shown. I mean, way over the – amount, so I have to buy you a drink.
The marker was 8. I said 9. I said over 8. It was 9 with 9 seconds left of the game.
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck. But it is what it is. It was entertaining. It was cool. I was happy to see the Deadpool trailer teaser. I mean, it was kind of interrupted by my mother-in-law because she talked over it. But, you know, we'll talk about that some other time. That's one thing that, like, you know, my wife told me, like, you need to talk about that. But we'll talk about some other times if it comes up again in subject, because we're out an hour over. So
we're still good. We got 5 minutes. Valentine's? Didn't that get you anything?
No, we decided this year not to give each other anything. We're like 17 years into it. You know, I believe it's Valentine's Day every day.
Right. Well, it's new for us. So I had gotten Lisa some stuff. And then I said, what'd you get me? And she goes, it's only a girl's thing, not for guys. And I'm like, oh, okay.
No. If I get my wife something, I expect her to get me something too. Even if I surprise her.
No, she did. She did. She got me a digital watch for my phone, a smartwatch. You know what she did buy me is that hydrogen bottle for my water. Okay. And she got me a sweater and she got me a shirt. And that was it, I think. And some candy. And that was it. And for her, I got... She loves getting different kinds of phone cases. Okay. So I got her a phone case, a privacy screen, and some rings. And I don't know what else I got her. I got her some other stuff. I just don't remember right now.
But me and Annette, like, we didn't give each other anything because, like, we didn't know what to get each other. And, like, you know... So it's like we just decided not to give it. We're good with it. But I know that the times when I got her something without her even knowing, she always makes up with it and gets me something later on. You know, Yeah, this year we didn't give each other nothing. You know, like,
Did you get anything for your side chick?
I can't say that. Shh, quiet. I'm supposed to tell the secrets. Only she knows.
All right, dude. I'll sign out.
Okay, I'm on Instagram. At Big June 5000.
Come on. comic_Tony_Areola, AREOLA. Also, you can email the show at 6SIX2ML@gmail.com. Let us know if we suck. If you like anything that we do, anything that we want us to bring back. I did get a comment on our Instagram. They're asking, where's our guests? I have to contact our professional boxer that I'm supposed to be getting on the show. Hopefully, this week coming, we'll have him on. Also, go to our Facebook page. Instagram is the same, 6 to Midnight Lounge. Spotify, follow us, please. On Spotify, it'll help us immensely. And what else, dude?
Oh, real quick, back to the comment of the person saying when we're going to have our guest. We're open to anybody who wants to come on the show. It doesn't matter if you're famous, doesn't matter if you're important. I mean, if you're a regular person just like us and you've got something interesting to talk about.
And you want to
shoot the shit. Hit up the show, contact us in the email. And if you want to come on, we'll come on. We'll talk to you. I mean, we want to get to know our audience.
If any of the housewives from Staten. or Burbank want to come on? Come on, let's go.
Not touching that.
All right.
All right.
Peace out, everybody. Have a great week.
And take care, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Bye.